This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to protecting rights of children. Community Resource Center opens in Rockford, Kingston, and Energy Ministry pledges to resume net billing. The details after this message.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
GUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that. JUTC.
Right.
JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has announced changes to the cabinet, which become effective Monday, November 9. The changes are as follows. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Daly, has been reassigned to the Ministry of Health. Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, will take up responsibilities at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, and Minister Derek Kellier will continue to lead the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. In announcing the changes Friday, the Prime Minister said she has listened to the recent discussions and expressions of concern, some of which could have the effect of distracting from the important focus of economic and social reforms. She says the country must be united in purpose in order to ensure that the positive path that Jamaica is on will not be disrupted in any way. Minister Daly will continue the program of improved healthcare delivery at the Ministry of Health. He's also been tasked by the Prime Minister to continue giving oversight to the remaining elements of the public sector wage negotiations. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has asserted that her administration remains committed to ensuring the nation's children are adequately provided for, protected, and allowed to express themselves freely. She was giving the keynote address at the 10th staging of the annual Caribbean Child Research Conference in Kingston on Friday, November 6. Mrs. Simpson Miller also noted that while several challenges remain in Jamaica as it pertains to protecting the rights of the child, the country has made numerous gains.
Jamaica is one of the few Caribbean countries with a children's advocate. This office makes it possible for anyone to report any person or agency, whether government or non-government, who abuses a child. We are also one of the very few countries which have opened an office of the Children's Registry to record and act on the abuses against children.
The Prime Minister is also calling on all Jamaicans to uphold the rights of the child, noting that this is an area of national life that cannot be left only to the government. Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson is reaffirming the government's plans to implement net billing despite delays in the resumption of the arrangement. The net billing system was introduced in 2012 and allows persons who own renewable energy generators such as wind turbines and photovoltaic or solar systems to generate electricity for personal use and to sell excess energy to the Jamaica Public Service JPS grid. Minister Robinson says issues surrounding the net billing arrangements are still being ironed out with the Jamaica Public Service. Once those discussions are complete, stakeholders will be notified about the resumption of the arrangement.
We believe this program is beneficial to the country. The program will continue. And once we have sorted those issues out, which will be in a very short period of time, then we will be able to announce definitively.
Mr. Robinson adds that the ministry continues to issue net billing licenses to applicants, with over 366 issued to date. Residents of Rockford in East Kingston now have a Community Resource Center, CRC, through which they can access services for their own enrichment and facilitate sustainable community development. The $15 million facility was officially opened on Thursday and is equipped with space for an office, community-based policing activities, meetings and social events, and business enterprise activities. It is the first of 25 being established in vulnerable areas across the island under the United States Agency for International Development, USAID's Community Empowerment and Transformation Project Phase 2, COMET 2. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says the CRCs are in keeping with the government's focus on community empowerment and improving the economic viability of residents through skills training and job creation.
Our local economic development support program, being implemented by the Social Development Commission, is establishing a positive presence by actively encouraging entrepreneurial attitudes as well as skills.
Mr. Arscott says since the launch of COMET 2 in May, 138 projects have been initiated with startup capital of $509 million. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.